Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're counting down the minutes to the first pitch of today's game.
Yes!
Who's in the starting lineup?
Come on, son. You got to get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
What does the skipper have to say?
It's an attitude. You know, like, you got to be willing to defend. You got to be willing to base run or you can't play here.
It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz, your host here, as we get you all caught up, all things you need for the Milwaukee Brewers as they are set to take on the Cincinnati Reds, beginning a three-game series today, 1 hour from now. First pitch, 6:10 from Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. It'll be Aaron Civale on the bump for Milwaukee, going up against Brady Singer for Cincinnati. Game number 61 on the year. Milwaukee Brewers riding a 7-game winning streak, looking to stay hot in Cincinnati. How do they do that? First, let's hear the lineups.
Looking up, and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Very fun show. A lot of cool stories. I got some work from Kurt Hoge I want to read with you guys. I have new prospect rankings from ESPN reaching out to see if we can get an interview set up later on in the week as well. But first, let me run down the lineup for today's game between Milwaukee and Cincinnati. TJ Friedl lead things off. He plays center field. Gavin Lux at second base will bat second. Ellie De La Cruz, the shortstop, will bat third. Tyler Stevenson is the designated hitter. Spencer Steer is at first base. They are 4 and 5 in the lineup. Will Benson in left field will bat sixth. Jose Trevino, the catcher, bats seventh. Jake Fraley in right field batting eighth. Garrett Hampson at third base will bat ninth. Bryce Turang leading things off for Milwaukee. Jackson Churio bats second in center field. William Contreras will bat third and play catcher. Christian Yelich in the lineup. He is the DH batting fourth today. Reese Hoskins will bat fifth at first base. Sal Frelick in right field batting sixth. Andrew Monasterio gives Caleb Durbin the day off at third base. Jake Bowers in left field will bat eighth. Joey Ortiz rounding things out for the Brewers. He is the shortstop today, batting ninth. If you missed yesterday's game, we will go over it in a minute here, but the big news just from the lineup there, Christian Yelich is in the lineup. Got hit in the hand yesterday in the game against Philadelphia in inning one. Ends up coming out. X-rays were negative. We knew that it was a contusion, which is the fancy way of saying bruise, obviously. Just a precautionary, take him out of the game. I think people were expecting him to maybe miss a game or two. Not going to be a problem. I talked it over with Drew Wagner earlier today, so when we were asking about it, we didn't quite have the news that Yelich was going to miss any time, but we did talk to Drew Wagner earlier. That'll get played for you 5:40 today. Austin Herdina as well joining the show at 5:20. Get your best bets over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook in case you want to get any action on Milwaukee versus Cincinnati today. But before we get into Cincinnati, how did things wrap up in Philadelphia? We go over it every day on The Rewind.
Did you miss the last game? Did you miss what was said after the last game? It's time to rewind. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It was the return of Jose Quintana on the bump for Milwaukee. Ranger Suarez, the lefty, for Philadelphia pitching, and the Milwaukee Brewers trying to continue their hot streak. They had won six in a row going into yesterday. However, in the first inning, they fell behind to Philadelphia. JT Realmuto would single to center. That would get Trey Turner to score, but that would be all the damage we saw in inning number one on Jose Quintana in his return. The Milwaukee Brewers starting off slow. They gave up a run in the second inning as well and had nothing going through four in this game. Then we jump ahead to the fifth inning. That is when we saw Caleb Durbin pop out to lead things off, but Joey Ortiz would hit a double. Bryce Terang singles, and that gets Joey Ortiz over to third base. Then in the fifth inning, Jackson Churio would ground into a fielder's choice and bring the first run across. Milwaukee is now down 2-1. In the fifth inning, however, Joey Ortiz gets highlighted for a different highlight because, man, this was a smooth play at shortstop for Joey Ortiz.
Ortiz, slide, throw to first, and got him!
Look at that.
Joey Ortiz takes a hit away from JT Realmuto.
My goodness.
Highlights courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. My favorite thing in the world is when Rock is so surprised, but you could never tell because the inflection will not change on his voice at all. This is how excited Rock is when he talks. But the Brewers, however, get out of that inning. It is now 2-1 through six as well. In the seventh, Ranger Suarez still going out there for Philadelphia. That's when Caleb Durbin would double, lead things off. Then Orion Kerking would come in for Philly. Joey Ortiz flies out. Bryce Terang draws a walk. Jackson Churio grounds into a fielder's choice that would have runners on the corners. Then an easy, super easy play for Trey Turner to make. He did not make the play.
Ground ball to short. Hung one and gets away from Turner. The Brewers will tie the game.
How about that? Man, we were talking about how good Turner is and how consistent this infield has been on ground balls. I mean, all year. He just booted that one. Not sure what happened there, but now the Brewers able to tie it up on an error.
Yeah, I usually wouldn't pull highlights of errors that come across the score, but first things first, there's not a lot of action going on in the game. This is just how it is 2-2. And then another stat that I saw that I thought was very interesting, Trey Turner has minus 27 defensive runs saved as a Phillies shortstop since 2023. That is 11 runs worse than any other shortstop in the same time frame. He's got 8 years, $218 million left on that contract, just in case anyone was wondering. Next batter up, inning should have been over. Eric Haas was at the plate, but instead Pat Murphy decides we're pinch hitting the most clutch player in the bigs, Jake Bowers.
And a line drive down the right field line. It's in the corner. That'll score at least one. Contreras is on the move. He will score. Bowers a pinch hit, two-run double to give the Brewers the lead.
Taking advantage of that error. All these runs unearned, but they still count. Boy, Trey Turner, a big error at short. Would have ended the inning, and the Brewers able to put up a three spot.
All right, maybe not the most clutch player in the bigs, but you know, if you listen to this show, you're not going to find a lot more Jake Bowers stands in the area. You're welcome if you have jumped on the train. If you are not there yet, what are you doing? This guy is electric every time, it seems like, when it is the seventh inning or later. He would give the Brewers the lead 4-2, and Milwaukee's pitching really settling in. Jared Koenig comes in, gives up one hit in the seventh, but no runs come across. Abner Uribe, a 1-2-3 inning. Then in the ninth, Bryce Terang able to capitalize and give the Brewers another insurance run.
Terang whistles one into right, a base hit. Ortiz will come around and score, and the Brewers add a huge run in the ninth inning.
Final score of 5-2 after Trevor Megill is able to close things out. The Brewers, 7 games in a row, improve to 32-28. The Phillies, after dropping every game of the series, now 36-23. Nick Mears gets the victory, Orion Kirking is the loss, and Trevor Megill picks up save number 11 on the season.
The MVP of the last game for the crew. Who stood out the most? Let's find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
I mean, is there any decision here? It is Jake. Jake Bowers. MVP coming up clutch. The Milwaukee Brewers, we remember the stat. We remember the stat for the longest time, right? This is the stat, right? When they score first, the Brewers are 27-8 in ball games. Going into yesterday, they were 4-20 if the opponent scored first in the game. They pick up their 5th win of the season during that stat with the Phillies scoring in the first inning. Jake Bowers coming in when the game is tied. Obviously, thank you, Trey Turner, because that really blew things open. 3 runs coming to score, all unearned in the 7th inning. Jake Bowers, your MVP of the game. He spoke with Sophia Minert after the game as well on FanDuel Sports Network. Here is Jake Bowers' brief little post-game interview with Sophia.
Huge at-bat from you. Coming in off the bench, you're facing Orion Kirkring. Runners on, just taking advantage of some mistakes out there, but you being aggressive at the plate as well.
I felt like I was pretty convicted in what I was looking for. Something showed up and got enough on it, kept it fair.
What did you think about the at-bats today? Just continuing to put pressure on Ranger Suarez and then just getting to their bullpen.
Yeah, honestly, I think the staff did a great job this series of game planning and getting everybody ready to go, what to expect, and I think that was reflected in our at-bats.
7-game winning streak. You guys have had to come from behind in 4 of those, including today. What have you seen from this group in terms of how you guys just keep responding?
Yeah, a little bit more of what we're used to, a little bit more of maybe the attitude and everything that we try to embody on the field. I think that's kind of a reflection of the goal that we had to get back to that. And so I think it's finally, catching up to us. And so it's a good feeling right now.
The offense certainly did its job, but the pitching staff, they held the Phillies to just 2 hits over the last 5 innings, just really shut them down. What'd you see from their work in this series?
Yeah, all series. They were sharp. They were attacking the zone. They got ahead. Never let them get back into those first 2 games. And then today kept us in it long enough to get to the bullpen and get those runs in.
All right, Jake, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
There is Jake Bowers speaking with the media after the game in Sophia Minert. That audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network, of course. Christian Yelich, some news today, not just that he is in the starting lineup, but also named the NL Player of the Week after going 10-for-20 with 3 home runs, 9 RBIs during that time. Left in the first inning yesterday, but back in the lineup today, so nobody worry. But he did speak a little bit afterwards as well, most of it on his hand. But we'll see what else he's got for us here as well. Here is Christian Yelich after the win yesterday.
To get negative x-rays after being hit like that on the hand?
Yeah, that was good news. Felt like I was 50-50 going in there, but... It was like a swelling thing and just not being able to grip the bat. Wasn't like too much pain when I was taking swings, like top of this, bottom of the first, I think it was. So I wanted to keep going. It just ended up being a grip thing and everything kind of just swelled up and spasmed up. So hopefully get that taken care of and get in there pretty soon.
Get you pretty clean?
Yeah, you got me pretty good. I hit the knob a little bit. Just crushed the bottom of my hand also, so yeah, it is what it is. That stuff happens, but yeah, I just swelled up and made it tough to grip the bat. And, you know, it's your bottom hand, so if you don't have that, it's not strong enough, so I made it tough, but be all right soon, hopefully.
Despite all that, to come away with a win and a sweep here, what does that mean for this team?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great series for us. The guys played really well, especially today, fighting back. You know, Ranger's tough. He keeps you off balance and makes some pitches, stays around the edges, and we're able to capitalize on some mistakes and, you know, tack on a few there at the end, and Holpen did a great job holding.
When things weren't going so well, Murph talked about, like, you just hadn't found your edge yet in that pitch-to-pitch competitiveness. Do you feel like you guys are finding that now?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been competitive all year, but when things aren't going well for you, then, you know, it kind of looks like that. But, you know, it's just baseball, and you understand that there's going to be times like that. Like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen again. And, you know, you just got to keep pushing through those and do your best to get everybody back on track. And I feel like that's the biggest thing is we've got some guys going. We've got some traffic on the bases. We're able to play our game a little bit. Got some guys healthy, bullpen, rotation. So now we're able to kind of find our formula to win a little bit, and it's been good to see, and hopefully we can continue to do that for the rest of the year.
Do you have full measuring stick of this, or do you have a new best ballpark against this team with the best record in the league, and you have a sweep this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough place to play, for sure. It's really hard to beat them here, and they're obviously a great team, a lot of good players, so anytime you can sweep a series against those guys, especially here, it's a great sign, but you know, we have to still play well the rest of the year, and, you know, they're going to continue to play well. So it's just good that you know that you can come in and play good, clean baseball and, you know, match up with a team like that. But, you know, it don't mean anything if we don't play well the next 4 months. So we got to keep doing that and, you know, see what happens for us.
See what happens, indeed. Christian Yelich there speaking after the game. That audio, courtesy Kurt Hogue on Twitter. Christian Yelich bringing up a really good point that it's a lot. It's a collective hot right now for Milwaukee. I know Yelich wins the player of the week, and he's having a good stretch right now, but got to talk about how great Churio's been playing during this time. Contreras, a great series in Philadelphia. Caleb Durbin is on an absolute tear right now, people. I don't think you understand how good Caleb Durbin is playing right now. In the last 11 games, he's batting .333 and has an .883 OPS. No one saw that coming from Caleb Durbin at any point in the season, and really stepping up big time now. As he is needed as well. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. How did the manager react after yesterday's big win over Philadelphia? Here is the manager, Pat Murphy, speaking after the 5-2 victory against the Phillies.
I mean, that's it. You know, if you want to be a good team, you got to stay relentless throughout the game and look for opportunities. Every pitch counts. Really does. You know, every out, two outs, nobody on. Your 9-hole hitter up, our 8 and 9-hole hitter today got on base, I don't know how many times, but more than they have been. And it was great. And it made a difference. You know, it made a huge difference. Quintana didn't have his best outing, walking three guys early. I think they all scored, or two of them scored, and then gets hit in the knee, but then responds and gives us two good innings. Our bullpen was challenged him in the zone. This is a really good team. You know, best record in the National League. So it was really a nice series. And, you know, different guys stepped up with Ellie going down. You know, Bauer stepping up in a pinch hit role. And Ortiz, the game he had, Terang. You just, you know, you forget. You know, Durbin's leadoff double ends up scoring. You know, it's the type of stuff that, you know, you're getting contributions from the whole lineup.
How's Yelich?
Huh?
How's Yelich?
He's real sore. You know, he couldn't squeeze the bat, so it'll be day-to-day thing. It's not broken, thank God. But he's rolling so well that I hate it for him that he's got to take a day off. But probably will be out.
Did he do x-rays or anything?
It's negative. But you guys over here did the x-ray, so who knows? You know what I'm saying? I don't trust the Philly x-ray people. I'm joking, guys.
It's the best I can do.
That was good communication.
Yeah, that's good.
Mark, does this feel like the first extended stretch this year where you're playing well in all phases? The defense was really clean. The starting
defense was good today.
Pitching, all of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is kind of the first time we've maybe not the first time, but I mean, like, we just didn't do it consistently. We didn't do it day to day. And the pitching we faced, again, I mean, we only punched out five times today, two of them looking. And that's a good sign. We can't be a team that punches out 14 times like you've seen us. And, you know, we got to play defense and we got to base run and we got to keep base running even after we get thrown out, you know.
There is the manager, Pat Murphy, speaking to the media after the game. The audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. The Brewers rolling right now. Seven-game winning streak is the team's longest streak since August of 2 years ago in 2023 when they won nine games in that time. The Brewers looking to climb to a season-high five games over 500. The Reds actually very... very successful against Cincinnati over the last few games here. The Milwaukee, in their last 55 meetings with the Reds, they have won 40 of those games. They are 40-15, and they have won 11 consecutive series against Cincinnati. They look to do more of the same in about 50 minutes or so here until we get to first pitch. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Austin Herdina over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook in case you want to get any bets or action in on the game today. Austin Herdina gives you some of his favorite bets as the Milwaukee Brewers set to take on Cincinnati for game number one of a three-game series. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild.
Here comes Ramos. This game is over.
All the weird.
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At the wall, looking up. See you later.
Let's get the latest on today's odds for the game. What's the best way to go? Let's check in with our expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook to find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Welcome back to the Leadoff Show. Tommy Wirtz here with you until 6 o'clock. Getting you ready for Brewers and Cincinnati Reds game one of a three-game series. Before we get over to Austin Herdina, let me go down the Milwaukee Brewers lineup again for you guys in case you missed it in segment one. Bryce Turang leads things off. He'll play second base. Jackson Churio in center field bats second. William Contreras, the catcher, will bat third. Christian Yelich is the DH. He will bat fourth. Rhys Hoskins bats fifth and is at first base. Sal Frelick in right field bats sixth. And Andrew Monasterio is at third base batting seventh. Jake Bowers in left field will bat eighth. Joey Ortiz rounding things out at shortstop and batting ninth. I am a bad host. I am a bad producer. Just totally spaced on getting in some WWE wrestling entrance music. But no introduction needed for Austin Herdina, sportsbook manager over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Austin, I hope you can forgive me. I just had a million things going on here. And for some reason, I forgot the most important thing, your entrance music.
You're making me feel like R-Truth. I'm just being thrown away. Right. I'm being forgotten.
Yes, that was our fault. That might have been my fault. I just picked his music like a week ago, and he gets cut immediately right after that. What's up with that, dude?
I don't know, but I feel like he's someone that's just always entertaining. So even if he is gone, maybe he'll make his return one day because a lot of guys leave and come back.
I'm sure AEW's already got a phone call in, right?
They should. I mean, he's entertaining. I mean, he's someone that gives wrestling is fun in a lot of different ways, but sometimes it's just fun to laugh, and he definitely brings that.
Right, yeah. Ron Killings, my absolute guy, R-Truth. Austin Herdinia over at Potawatomi joining the leadoff show. Austin, we're looking over at the betting odds, courtesy of Potawatomi Sportsbook. Moneyline, slight favorites on Cincinnati, and I mean by the slightest of margins. Minus 110 for Cincinnati and minus 107 for Milwaukee. Basically a pick 'em in this game. The 1.5 run line and then the over-under set at 9 in this game, Austin. Sounds like Potawatomi thinks the Brewers offense might stay hot, no?
Yeah, you know what? It actually opened up with the Brewers at about plus 105, so there's definitely been some action on the Brewers to make them at minus 107 now. What have we won now? Is it 7 in a row?
The Brewers are 7-game winning streak right now, yes.
7 in a row. Unfortunately, yesterday, we took the Brewers, but we took with Yelich to get a hit, and yeah, he didn't even survive his first at-bat, had to come out with injury.
If it was Yelich to get on base, we were all over it.
Yeah, he's back in the lineup today though, so that's exciting to see.
Yes.
I like the Brewers, and the biggest reason why is I like riding some streaks. So we have 7 wins in a row right now. I feel like, you know, we're playing Cincinnati, a team that, you know, we need to get some wins from if we're going to contend for the division and be a playoff team.
Yeah.
So looking for 8. Let's get number 8 today.
8 in a row. It's minus 107. It pays courtesy of the Potawatomi Sportsbook. What is another leg you want to throw in, another prop, make a nice little two-leg parlay for the people here, Austin?
You know, I feel like the Brewers' pitching and defense has been really solid lately. I feel like, you know, the under of 9. I mean, I feel like under 9 is just, I don't know why. I don't really have a great reason. It's just kind of speaking to me.
Okay.
So Brewers win today, you know, something like a 4-2, 4-3 game. Keep it under the 9.
Brewers money line and the under of 9 pays plus 265 courtesy of the Potawatomi Sportsbook. So you go in there, you spend $10, you win $26.50, just like that as well. Brewers money line under of 9. Austin, what do you guys got going on over at Potawatomi that people should know about? I mean, if you want to go watch the Brewers game, you can't go to American Family Field. What better place to watch it than the Potawatomi Sportsbook?
Yeah, come on into the sportsbook tonight for the Brewers game. We're gonna have it on the big screen in the middle with audio. We also this week we have the Stanley Cup starting in a couple days. We have the NBA Finals starting on Thursday. Just, you know, the end of both hockey and basketball season. Just been a long season, but we're getting there. And if you're looking at the NBA, the Thunder are quite a favorite over Indiana. We did have some action today come in on Indiana. People hoping the underdog keeps riding. And then in the NHL, it seems like everyone's on Florida. That's a pretty much almost a pick 'em in that series,
yeah.
Florida and Edmonton.
I'm looking at it right now. It's minus 122 Edmonton, plus 103 Florida. I mean, that's about as even as it gets in a championship bout.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lot of action coming in on Florida. I don't really have a great reason to explain on why, but if the listeners just want to know, yeah, a lot of bettors are taking Florida in that one.
Is your lean Edmonton, I assume, then, Austin?
I don't know. I don't really, I follow hockey. I don't follow it super closely.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's something that, you know, we haven't had a Canadian team win in a very long time.
I think it's 1991, I think, is the last time. Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, so even get this far. I don't know if it's been a team that even got this far in a long time.
Yeah, it's a rematch of last year's finals, but of course there is always the Canada curse, it feels like. I mean, there's some people who like to think that McDavid getting a cup would help him out. I'm kind of a hater. I kind of never want him to get one in Canada. It would just be funny to me. Austin, thank you so much for jumping on the show today. Have a good rest of your day. And of course, go Brewers.
Go Go Brewers.
There he is, Austin Herdinha over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, joining the leadoff show as he does each and every day. His parlay, to remind you guys, it was the Milwaukee Brewers money line and the under of 9 in this game. It pays plus 265 odds courtesy of the Potawatomi Sportsbook. And I will not forget Austin Herdinha's music another day. I apologize for everyone who was looking forward to that. I know it's a big deal for most people on this show.
The key to building a winner in baseball is a strong minor league system. Who are the names we should know? How did they play in their last game? Ironworkers Local 8 brings you Building a Winner. Be a cowboy of the sky. Apply now at IWL8.org. It's the leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh yes, it is time for Building a Winner. This is brought to you by Ironworkers Local 8, of course. They've been with us now since the beginning here of Building a Winner. There is some more news to get to you guys because this was an opening day. There was an opening day today in regards to the Brewers affiliates. I'll update you in a little bit, but first, we always start with the same team, guys.
Nashville Sounds.
Yes, Nashville. Yesterday, just a sneak peek. Perfect day, if you could imagine what that means, for the Brewers minor league affiliates. Nashville wins 11-1 over the Indianapolis Indians. That is the Pittsburgh Pirates AAA affiliate. Wes Clark goes 3-for-4 in the game. He crushed a pair of home runs in the 11-run victory over Indianapolis. Clark drove in a season-high 4 runs while scoring twice, drew a walk in the game, and 129 games now in his career. For Nashville, he has a 776 OPS. He has 101 hits, so he picked up his 100th career hit in AAA. 41 of them extra base hits. That's 24 home runs for Wes Clark. 11-1 victory. Eddie Rosario goes 2-for-5 in the game. Bobby Dalbec is 1-for-5. It is tough to talk a lot about Nashville and excitement when it's not Mizorowski on the bump, right? Because a lot of the guys in Nashville are just minor league contracts for the Brewers right now. There's not a lot of prospect hype coming through AAA. Of course, we know we're waiting on Mizorowski, and Henderson also great. Carlos Rodriguez has come up here and there too. But Nashville, when it comes to the bats, it's a lot of vets that you've heard of in the Major League Baseball from years past that are just taking some time down in Nashville now. But the 11-1 win, you'll take it. Now 33-23, back in first place by a half a game in the West Division of the International League.
Biloxi Shuckers.
Biloxi Shuckers, 5-1 victory over Rocket City. That is the Los Angeles Angels AA affiliate. Coleman Crow in the game, 5 innings, 4 hits, 9 strikeouts in the game. The 9 strikeouts were the most in a game by Coleman Crow since he has become a Shucker at this time. He's amassed 37 strikeouts in 31 innings, just 7 walks in that time as well, too. His ERA at 2.9 right now with 31 innings, as we just heard, and a 1.06 whip right now for Coleman Crow as well. Cooper Pratt had a double, 3 RBIs in the game, as well as Biloxi improving to 30-21 now on the year. They are also in first place of their division, the South Division of the Southern League.
Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
Look, I toot my horn a lot, so I'm not going to say I don't want to toot my own horn, but I told you that the Timber Rattlers are going to catch some fire, and they have. They have now won 3 in a row. They are now 25-26 with the 8-6 victory over Peoria, the St. Louis Cardinals High A affiliate. That one in the game, we saw Eduardo Garcia get his on-base streak now up to 15 straight games, went 2-for-4 in the victory. Right now, over that stretch of 15 games, he's at .328 batting average. He has .377 on base percentage, a .641 slugging, has 11 extra base hits in 15 games over that time. 4 of them are homers. Oh, and on top of it, 10 stolen bases in the same span as well. He's the only player in the Midwest League to have 10 stolen bases and an OPS over 750 in that same time frame.
Carolina Mudcats.
Carolina Mudcats, Eric Batanti. This guy rising right now. Has two homers again. Back-to-back games for Batanti with two home runs. We saw Luis Peña go 2-for-3. He's now back and healthy, it seems like, right now. Killing it. He was awarded Carolina League Player of the Week last week, and he just got back from injury during that time, guys. He batted .412, had an .882 slugging percentage during that time as well, a .1356 OPS. It was the highest in the Carolina League. It is his first time winning that award. And Batanti as well, in four of his last seven at-bats, has hit a home run. 11 for his last 30 right now. Six home runs in his last 30 at-bats. One every five ain't bad, Batanti. Carolina Mudcats win 4-2 over Salem. That is Boston's low-A affiliate. They are now 33-16 on the season. Have won four straight games.
Arizona Complex League Brewers.
The Complex League Brewers were not in action yesterday, but we had two different opening days happen for Milwaukee. The Dominican Summer League opening day, the Milwaukee Brewers Blue team faced off against the Summer League Reds, or Rojos, for those of you. I took two semesters in college. Don't worry about it. They won 8-1 in that game, as well as the Dominican Summer League Gold team playing for Milwaukee. They fell to the Dominican Summer League Orioles in the game. We saw a couple of different prospects that are in the Brewers' top 30 during that time as well. We have seen the guys like their number 25 prospect right now, Kenny Fenelon. And then, of course, we have Braylon Antunes as well. He is 28th in the Brewers farm system, according to MLB Pipeline. So 1-1 on the day in the Dominican Summer League. I do, however, want to go over some new rankings here, because ESPN just recently dropped some new prospect hype and prospect rankings, because some guys have graduated now. For instance, Caleb Durbin, no longer considered a prospect, according to ESPN and other different outlets now that are ranking them. So according to ESPN, this comes from Kylie McDaniel now of ESPN, and I have reached out. We're efforting trying to get him on. Hopefully in the coming days, we can talk a little bit about it. So here are the Brewers' top 10 prospects according to MLB Pipeline. So we'll start with Pipeline, and then we'll go over to ESPN here just for a little bit of compare and contrast. Number one, we'll go from 1 to 10. Jesus Mahde, still number 1. No spoiler alert right here. He is on the ESPN list as well. Jefferson Cuero is still 2. Cooper Pratt, 3. Jacob Mizorowski is 4. Mike Bovey at 5. Tyler Black at 6. Eric Batanti at 7. Luke Adams is at 8. Luis Peña, 9. Braylon Payne, 10. That is the MLB Pipeline top 10 prospects for the Milwaukee Brewers. Again, Jesus Mahde, Jefferson Cuero, Cooper Pratt, Jacob Mizorowski, Mike Bovey, Tyler Black, Eric Batante, Luke Adams, Luis Peña, Braylon Payne. Now, go over to ESPN and we'll compare. They have Jesus Mahde number 1. Their number 2 prospect has been is Jacob Mizorowski for the Milwaukee Brewers, comparing him to number 4 on MLB Pipeline. The number 3 prospect is now Luis Peña for the Milwaukee Brewers. And this guy is a stud. He is going to climb up the leaderboards of top guys in organizations. He will be a top 100 prospect by the time the next list comes out. He already was, according to Baseball America. He was a high riser there, and he is rising up boards right now at ESPN. Jefferson Cuero is at 4, and injury really stunting any growth or movement from him during this time. Cooper Pratt and Peña swap spots. Pratt is now at 5, while Luis Peña at 3. Braylon Payne, another Carolina Mudcat, jumping up the board. He was at 7, now at 6 for Milwaukee. Luke Adams, first baseman, is playing at AA right now in Biloxi. He is at 7. Logan Henderson is 8, which I don't really understand. Like, I know why he is where he is, but he's was awesome, still is awesome at the major league level, and he's eighth right now on this future prospects. I don't know, but he is at eight. Bishop Letson, a guy we don't talk a whole lot about because he is a pitcher, was not ranked in the ESPN system. He was the number 14 prospect according to MLB Pipeline, is now jumped all the way up to nine according to the ESPN rankings here from Kylie. Brock Wilkin at number 10 rounds things out. Wilkin is on the number 17 according to MLB Pipeline's rankings. So very high right now on the Milwaukee Brewers system. And he had another article, Kylie McDaniel, that is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomie Sportsbook, in which he was ranking the top 50 prospects. Number one is Roman Anthony over in Boston. If you haven't heard some of that going on right now, everyone wondering why Roman Anthony is not up with the Red Sox. Sounds like they're trying to make some moves to get him up to the Red Sox. And number five on this list is Jesus Mate. Number five prospect in all of baseball. Has him as one of the highest graded future value picks of the remaining prospects still not yet to graduate. Also on this list, making that same tier, is Jacob Mizorowski. He was number 30 on this list. For reference here, Jack Caglione, who was just called up by Kansas City, is number 18 on this list. So pretty much right in the middle of Mate and of, Jacob Mizorowski here for the Milwaukee Brewers. So new rankings. Exciting time for sure. I mean, I just love talking about this segment every single day. It's really like one of the cooler parts we get to do here on the Leadoff Show. Coming up, we're going to talk to Drew Wagner, that Building a Winner feature brought to you by Ironworkers Local 8, building Milwaukee's future one beam at a time. I talked to Drew Wagner earlier today. I'm going to play you what we talked about when we come back. It is the Leadoff Show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomie Sportsbook.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home!
All the wild.
Here comes Ramos. This game is over.
All the weird.
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball, because fundamental development starts with focus. Find them at focusbaseball.com.
Welcome back to the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomie Sportsbook. A couple things before we get over to Drew Wagner. First, let me run down Milwaukee's lineup one more time for you guys here today. Bryce Turang leading things off. He'll play second base. Jackson Churio in center field will bat second. William Contreras bats third. He is the catcher. Christian Yelich is the DH. He will bat fourth. Reese Hoskins bats fifth at first base. Sal Frelick in right field bats sixth. Andrew Monasterio at third base will bat seventh. Jake Bowers bats eighth, plays left field. Joey Ortiz rounding things out, batting ninth and playing shortstop. Before we get over to Drew Wagner, just want to do a little bit of promotion. We haven't said anything about this on here yet, but if you are going to the Milwaukee Brewers game on Friday, June 6th, that is 4 days from now, this Friday, we are going to be down there live. I will be doing the leadoff show live from American Family Field for the 2025 Lou Gehrig Day Chasing a Cure tailgate. I'll be down there. If you're familiar with our sister stations at The Mix 99.1, we will have Elizabeth and Radar down there as well. We'll be able to interact with you guys. It is going to be such a great time, and that'll be in the Yount parking lot. And it's going to be great. So if you're there and you want to come say hi, come say hi. I want to meet all you guys. Whoever wants to come down, say hi, listen live to the show. We'll be taking you all the way up until the first pitch as well for the Brewers. Now let's get over to Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports joining the leadoff show now, as he does each and every day. It is Drew Wagner. You can follow his work at Forbes Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Drew, how are we doing today?
We are doing all right. It's a beautiful, beautiful day in Wisconsin. The water is flowing. The sun is shining. Can't ask for much better.
Can't ask for much better indeed. And on top of that, Drew, the Brewers are about as hot as you can be to start a summer right now. 7-game win streak, the most impressive series thus far of the season, coming off with Philadelphia. What did you think was the most impressive part from the series this weekend with Philadelphia? Because a lot of people probably happy you come out of that series 500. No one really expecting a sweep against the hottest team in the National League, maybe.
I think that the most impressive thing was not just coming from behind in Sunday, because listen, it could have been very easy for those guys after they fell down Sunday early in the game to be like, all right, you know what, we got the series victory, whatever. But they came back. Not only did they come back, they added that insurance run. And that has been such a huge problem for this team this year, getting that extra run late. So, again, being able to erase a deficit and tack on an insurance run to finish off a sweep of the best team in baseball, the hottest team in baseball, on the road, a place where you scored all of 2 runs last year, it just, I mean, that was really the capper to the whole thing.
Yeah, and on top of it, Drew, it was, you know, you saw some good stories like Christian Yelich stays hot and Rhys Hoskins homering against his former team, but really it's been a lot of guys who were struggling at some point during this season who are now coming out of a shell, right? Jackson Chourios stayed hot through this 7-game win streak. Caleb Durbin is batting like .330 now through these last 11 games or so here, and Sal Frelick on a whole different tear of his own too. The offense really right now, Drew, if the offense can stay at a pace that is similar to this, right? I know they're not going to put up 17 runs in multiple games this year, but if they can just get to that number of 5-6 runs in a ball game, this offense is going to carry this team only so far. The pitching staff, if it gets that run support, I mean, the ceiling seems through the roof for this Brewers team.
Yeah, and, you know, I know you like, as much as I do, hashtag fun with numbers.
Yeah.
You like to read off the various stats. I noticed in the game notes yesterday, when they score 4 runs or more, they've got an incredibly good record. I don't have it in front of me. I'm sure you know it. They are really good when they score 4 runs.
Mm-hmm.
That pitching staff has been lights out. They do that, they're in good shape. And that's all the offense has to do. They don't have to go out there and bludgeon their opponents every night. It's not what they did last year. And again, teams are different from year to year, but for the most part, the personnel is the same. You mentioned a couple of guys like Caleb Durbin has been hot of late. Let's not forget Joey Ortiz. Now, his numbers are still not impressive, but you're starting to see the ball come off the bat a little bit harder. The exit velocity is better. The launch angle is a little bit better. That's usually a precursor of better things to come. At the same time, he's been doing a better job of drawing walks and getting on base. And when you got guys like Durbin and Ortiz at the bottom of the order, even if they're not reaching, even if they're not getting hits, even if they're not drawing walks, if they're working the counts and then find a way to get on base, and flip the lineup over to your guys that are meant to drive it in, that's when the Brewers' offense is working best. So I think, you know, real key thing for this offense is getting your 7, 8, 9 guys getting on base, drawing walks, working counts, making it harder for those pitchers. And then when they find a way, flip the order and get your RBI guys going.
Brewers are 28-7, Drew, if they score 4 or more runs. If they score 3 or fewer, they are 4-21. It is absolutely a threshold that, and you know, even in some of those games, right, they lost 20-9, right, to the Yankees earlier in the year. So that obviously skews that number. But if they get up to that 4-run mark, they are one of the best teams in baseball, let alone just the National League or anything like that. If they get to 4 runs, they're more than likely winning the game. Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, joining the leadoff show. Follow him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. Drew, on the bump today against Cincinnati, it's Aaron Civale. Looked pretty solid his first 2 outings now, too. And the team is riding this hot streak, as we talked about. Does that give an extra vote of confidence to a pitcher if the team is riding a hot streak, you know the offense is clicking? Does it just give you enough confidence to go out there and just throw, right, and pitch what you need to do because you know your offense can back you up? And even in late game situations, if you are in a situation where you kept it at least close, you now know you have a shot, whereas maybe a month ago you kind of felt like if you were down 2, game was over.
I think the big confidence for the pitching staff isn't so much coming from the resurgent offense. It's from the defense the Brewers have been playing the last week or two. You know, they have been back to being a premier, stellar defensive team. And I think when you're taking the mound and guys like that, these are guys that are gobbling everything up, making play after play, making the right throws, making the right plays, I think that does more for a pitcher's confidence more than anything. Because, listen, you can't make up for offense. You just can't do it. You can't control it. But a pitcher going out there can rely more on his stuff, knowing that if he makes a mistake or if the ball gets put in play, the guys behind him capable of limiting the damage and stopping things from getting out of control.
Let's circle into some maybe bad news. I think it could have been worse news, right? Obviously, yesterday, Christian Yelich leaving the game in the first inning after getting hit by the pitch on the hand. We heard the x-rays were negative, but then after the game, Murphy, you know, basically saying expect him to miss time. You know, he didn't say or elaborate from there. How long do you think that the Brewers can expect to see Christian Yelich absent from the lineup? Maybe just a game or two, a series, a week? Like, what do you think the timetable is just on this contusion of the hand?
It depends, you know, and that's a tricky spot to get hit because even if you don't break it, you know, finger can be pretty sore. Like, I broke a finger weeks ago, and it still hurts like hell.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's mainly a pain threshold for him. If he can grip the bat and make contact without significant amounts of discomfort or pain or adjusting anything, then I think maybe he'll get the night off today and be back tomorrow. But if he's gripping the bat and it's sore as hell, you know, then it could be a couple of days. And here's the thing, with things like that, sometimes it's worse the second or third day after, you know, once the initial skin wears off.
Sure.
It's something we're really not going to know until he goes through the full gamut of batting practice, goes through all the tests, goes through all the drills. But I don't foresee this being, you know, an IL stint. That's one thing I'm pretty certain of.
Are you concerned that because Yelich has just been so hot, on fire, a little over a week now, could this have come at a worse time right now for him? Is it going to take a second to get back into the thick of things? I mean, you need your hands to swing, Drew. I know that much about baseball, and it really seems like it couldn't have come at a worse time where he's in the middle of the hottest stretch we've seen in over a year now.
That's the unfortunate thing about it. Timing has always been a little bit of a pain in the butt for Christian Yelich, you know. He shatters his kneecap during that phenomenal stretch run in 2019 that pretty much cost him a repeat MVP.
Yeah.
You know, the back injury last season. All this little stuff, when it happens to him, it just comes at the weirdest time. And yeah, like the last thing you want when you're red hot is to have an injury like that. You know, like it's one thing if it's like something serious that lands you on the IL and a no doubt about it. But when it's something like that, that has the potency or potential to tinker with your swing, to tinker with your mechanics, tinker with your motion, right when you're starting to feel it. That's the unfortunate part.
Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, joins the leadoff show as he does each and every day. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Follow his work at Forbes Sports. Last question for you, Drew. Expectations against Cincinnati today and for the series. Brewers fans now probably the most excited they've been all season after an awesome series with Philadelphia. You're probably going to be down Christian Yelich for at least a game or two in this series. What do you think realistic expectations are coming into this game?
I mean, I think that they should be able to take the series. And it's always hard to say because you never know what little things are going to happen. Losing Christian Yelich, that could hurt them. But if they're pitching well and their defense is playing well, then you got to rely on the rest of the guys in the offense because they've all been kind of getting the job done. One thing they did really well last year, was overcome these injuries, overcome these absences. Listen, they can win without Christian Yelich. They proved it for 6 weeks last year.
Yeah. Absolutely, they did. They definitely did. And Christian Yelich is not the only guy who's been on fire during this stretch. There's going to be a lot of guys relying on to pick up some slack from Yelich being out. If it is for just a couple of days, then it's probably not as big of a concern. And if it's not an IL stint, that's great too. I just don't want it to mess up a rhythm he's got going on right now either. Drew, thank you so much for jumping on today. We'll talk again tomorrow. Have a good one, buddy.
Sounds like a plan. You too.
How does the crew win today's game? Who needs to step up? Let's find out with the keys to the game. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Thanks again to Drew Wagner jumping on the Leadoff Show as he does each and every day. Keys to the game here. Well, Christian Yelich is not hurt. That's the good news. He's in the lineup today, but I'm going to say keep doing more of the same, but specifically on the defensive side for the Milwaukee Brewers. Here's a stat that I don't know if we've ever talked about so much in depth on this show here. Brewers are 20-11 on the season if they do not commit an error. They are 12-17 if they do commit an error. Right now, the Milwaukee Brewers are one of the best teams in baseball. They are the third best team in baseball in outs above average since the end of April at +7. Before, they were -2 outs above average the first month of the season. And if you took Garrett Mitchell out of that equation, they were at -8 during that same time. Right now, the Brewers' defense, playing at a great level, continue to do that. It is helping the pitching. Look at that performance from Quinn Priester earlier in that series against Philadelphia. Relied heavily on the ground ball, heavily on the defense. It's going to be more of the same. Keep being hot on defense because it's obviously correlating to success for Milwaukee. No errors. Key to the game today on the Leadoff Show. That's going to do it for us here at The Fan. Make sure you guys check out all your favorite stuff at TheFanMilwaukee.com. Follow us on Twitter at TheFanMilwaukee. My Twitter at TommyWSSP. Tweet at me during Brewers game today. I will tweet back. You can ask all the guys who tweet at me. I tweet back. I don't care what you guys say. Go ahead. I tweet back. That's going to do it here. We'll be back again tomorrow as the Milwaukee Brewers will play game number 2 of the series. That game, 6:10 as well. Leadoff Show starts at 5 o'clock. It is the Leadoff Show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Don't forget, send them home.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.